Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzenmuthes here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in our country? Well, with us this morning is Ashley Moody, and she's the Attorney General of the state of Florida. And it seems like everybody's moving to Florida these days, and Florida's coming up with some new rules to make sure that Florida stays independent, I guess, to make sure that nobody crowds into Florida the wrong way. Good morning, Ms. Moody. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I wholeheartedly agree. Florida is red hot right now, and we are glad to be and will always be the free state of Florida. So we welcome folks here. Our people from all over the nation are moving to Florida, where we prioritize individual liberty and want to protect and promote our citizens here. So thanks for having me. Always glad to brag on Florida.
Well, New York, all New Yorkers are moving straight to Florida. The old joke in the Monopoly was go straight to Florida, do not pass go, do not collect $200, just go straight to Florida. I would say the East Coast of Florida is almost the new New York.
Well, you know, you've heard the new motto, right?
Tell
Make
us.
America Florida.
I heard it from a Texas person the other day. Make America Florida and Texas.
Well, I am happy to help. You know, this our administration here in Florida is works together so well. Governor DeSantis has truly been a leader during a most challenging year, and he and I are working hand in hand on so many things to ensure that Floridians are protected. And in fact, when we feel like the federal government isn't doing their job and living up not only to the law, but what's expected of them, we're pushing back here in Florida, both publicly and legally.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you passed a bunch of new laws today in the last few months, especially the one that I liked was the fact that peaceful demonstrations are welcomed. And I too welcome peaceful demonstrations, but when rioters look for an excuse on any kind of excuse to start breaking windows and breaking into stores and things like that, those people should be arrested. How is the law structured in Florida?
Well, let me just say, you are absolutely right. And if anyone tries to spin a narrative that anyone in leadership in Florida is trying to reduce protest or in any way restrict free speech, that's just malarkey. We've in Florida, again, I go back to the way we started this interview. We value so much the individual freedoms and rights that are guaranteed to our people, that are enshrined in our Constitution, that are endowed upon us by our Creator. We protect those and will always protect those fiercely. What we will never tolerate is violence and destruction and attacks on our law enforcement men and women. And so our governor, under his leadership, the legislature worked with him and passed the law to ensure that what we're seeing around the nation, the destruction, the looting, the assaults, won't happen here in Florida. And if they do, they will be pursued and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And so I commend our legislature for making this a priority. I can tell you, as the Attorney General of Florida, I work hand in hand with law enforcement throughout our state, our sheriffs, our chiefs of police. And during the summer, you remember the summer when there were 100 days of riots and Biden didn't even speak up and condemn them until well after buildings had burnt down, families, businesses that they had worked their whole lives to develop and nurture had been destroyed. Cops are being attacked. You remember that?
Yes.
I was getting phone calls from around
I live in
Florida.
New York. Where we had it much worse than you.
Yeah. So, you know, cops were saying, look, you know, they're trapping us in our cars. They're throwing projectiles at us when we're trying to protect property and people's safety. We have to do something. And so, you know, our legislature and our governor listened to those pleas for help and developed a working bill, which is now law, that makes sure that we can keep demonstrations and protests peaceful. And in fact, you know, I believe that will allow people to more freely and in a safe manner express their views and exercise their right to free speech. So, you know, I appreciate you focusing on that. I think it does a disservice when the media or other organizations promote this false narrative that a law to ensure people are not harmed, property is not damaged, cities aren't burnt down, in any way restricts free speech. In fact, I believe it will protect it.
The other thing that is going on is President Biden has decided to relax the borders versus what President Trump was doing. And some people estimate that 1 million people have, in the last 100 days, have come in. Now, the borders that they go through is usually Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. You have the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. Have people been trying to come into Florida?
This border crisis, and let's call it what it is, this border crisis that we haven't seen the likes of in decades, is heart-wrenching. I am a mother of an 11-year-old child. When I saw that young child, you know, crying because he had been abandoned at the border, it broke my heart. This is a humanitarian crisis. I cannot believe the lack of leadership and direction and consistency from this administration as to immigration. So as a mother, I am shocked and appalled. But let me just tell you, as Attorney General and the top law enforcement official of our state, if you look at what this lack of oversight on this border has done, it has increased human trafficking. It has allowed drug cartels to run rampant. In Florida, we're dealing with an opioid crisis. In fact, our deaths have gone up, and increasingly so due to fentanyl, which is pouring over our borders because of the lack of oversight and control. And you're seeing it yourself. News articles are popping up every day how MS-13 gang members are pouring over our borders with no oversight. I mean, this is abdication of a fundamental responsibility to protect our citizens in this country. And one of the best examples of not only the lack of leadership and the lack of consistent application of our laws, but just an abdication, thumbing a nose at what their law requires this administration to do, is how they now have decided to release some very serious criminal offenders that are in our country illegally back into our communities. So talk about law enforcement begging for help, begging to allow us to do their jobs. The federal government is charged with removing illegal immigrants that have committed crimes and are serious offenders, and they have dropped the ball, are refusing to do it, canceling detainers, and telling effectively law enforcement to release these folks back into our communities. In Florida, you're seeing those that have broken into homes being released back into our communities, those that are heroin traffickers, those who have possessed firearms. It is incredible. And so as Attorney General, I have sued the administration demanding they live up to the requirements of federal law and demanding that they do their jobs that we expect at a basic fundamental level from our president and his administration.
Well, I believe in immigration, but there's got to be checks and balances. And you can't allow drug addicts, you can't allow criminals just to come over our border and then release them into the population. It's just mind-boggling what's being done on the border. It's the invasion of America, and it's the, you know, with the drugs, they keep shipping in those drugs from China and through Mexico and other places. It's the dumbing down of America. I mean, it's very disturbing.
You know, you have hit a very good point. You know, in Florida, we are a culturally diverse state, a vibrant. I know you are down here a lot. You know this. We are proud of that. We all want fair, legal, consistent immigration. But you've nailed it. I mean, this is mass chaos, abdication of responsibility. The states are pretty hamstrung because the federal government has said, and a court has ruled, you know, we can't deport people ourselves. So even if I wanted to take these serious criminal offenders that are here illegally and deport them, the federal government has said that's our job. We're the only ones that could do it. So we have to rely on them. And so it is the abdication of the responsibility to protect our citizens is shocking. And this administration, who on one side of their mouth argues that they are returning to moderation and governing on behalf of all people, you know, watch what they're doing. Watch what they're doing, endangering this country. You know, you don't have to stop at the release of serious criminal offenders into our communities. Look at this new plan to pack our Supreme Court, fundamentally alter our nation's highest court.
And they've shut down a lot of your cruise industry, and a lot of that cruise industry goes out of Florida, right?
60% of the nation's cruise industry goes out of Florida. It is hundreds of thousands of jobs, billions of dollars. And the CDC has effectively shut down the entire industry. You know, we now have the ability to vaccinate folks. We've now learned so much about COVID and how to treat it. We've now learned so much about how to stop the spread, so much more than we knew a year ago. But we still have this outdated, unjustified, illegal shutdown by the CDC of the cruise industry. Think about what that's doing to Florida's unemployment rate. We're already...
Are you saying
amazingly well? Can you imagine if we could get our cruise industry back up and going?
Are you saying to New Yorkers, come on down?
You know, we hope that those folks that will be supportive of how we're leading Florida, the direction we're taking Florida, what we want for our Florida citizens, we hope that they'll come and take part of this amazing state and all it has to offer. You know, we welcome them, and at the same time, we want to make sure people are respecting others, respecting the rights of others, and certainly respecting our laws.
Ashley Moody, Attorney General of the State of Florida, thank you so much for coming on this Sunday morning, and God bless you, God bless Florida, God bless New York, and God bless America.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. And we'll be talking again real soon.